a medical professional who has insight and information that you're going to want to hear. Go right ahead, Tina. Tell us what you've learned.
Okay. Since the Affordable Care Act came out, we are now, as nurses, required to ask every single patient when they come to the hospital if you've had your flu vaccine or your pneumococcal vaccine. If you say no to either one of those, in the computer, an order will generate that says we need to give you this vaccine. We don't need to speak to a doctor. It's hospital policy. It's now health department policy that we now have to give you the vaccine. Even if you came to the hospital with a stubbed toe, you will be offered both vaccines if you meet requirements, which just about everybody meets requirements for flu vaccine. And most people over the age of 65 will meet the pneumococcal vaccine. Even if you come to the hospital with a stubbed toe, you are going to be given this vaccine. You have the right to say no. If you say no, they just check it off as refused. This was never like this years ago. This is a new thing.
And tell me what we were discussing before about surgery and your admission that you hadn't had these recent vaccines. Tell me about this protocol, because I don't think that people, in fact, I know that there are many people that are not aware of this.
When you go to the hospital, if you need surgery, you need a knee replacement surgery, first they're going to ask you if you had the vaccine. So you're going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to say, well, you need to sign this consent. If you're going to have surgery, you need to sign a consent. In the consent, there's a word called biogenics. If you sign the consent saying, I consent for you to give me biogenics, that basically means they can give you anything that they deem necessary, including vaccines. So if you say you didn't get a flu shot, it's flu season, and you sign the consent that says, I agree to biogenics, they will give you a vaccine even when you're under anesthesia because you already signed the consent.
So you might not even know you received the vaccine.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Unless you go and get your medical records, you will not know that you got a flu vaccine. They may tell you at the end, oh, by the way, you're now covered, you got the flu vaccine, or you got the pneumococcal vaccine. But two people now have reported to me last week saying that they got the vaccine, they did not want the vaccine, they didn't know that word biogenics meant that they're going to get a vaccine, because vaccine falls under the title of biogenics.
Biogenics.
It's new terminology that I myself just realized.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is profound. So how can people, with your insight, protect themselves from being vaccinated against their wishes?
You can, when you sign consent for surgery, you can specifically say, no vaccines, I don't want this. You can write an initial after what you say you do not want, and they have to honor that. And if they don't honor it, they can be sued.
Right. So we do need to be educated to protect ourselves.
Correct.
So anytime you go to the hospital,
yes,
you should be aware of their policies.
Oh, absolutely.
And you said it was biogenics?
The word biogenics is now being used. In the past, it used to be a consent that basically said we could give you blood products if we feel you need it. We can give you other medications if we feel you need it. But now with the word biogenics, it's now including vaccines.
Profound. Thank you so much for sharing your truth with us, because this is information that's absolutely going to be saving lives and making a big difference. Thank you so